Welcome to the FAC 3702 Exam Preparation Podcast. My name is Michael Engelbrecht and I'm one of your lecturers. Purpose. The purpose of this podcast is to point out how you can effectively go about your exam preparation to maximize your marks, to answer what is required of you, and most important, how exam technique can help you pass the module. During this podcast, we will cover the following: basic exam technique, exam preparation, and what to do in the exam. Basic exam technique. Do not leave out any of the study units. All the study units will be covered in the exam to some extent. Answer each question on a new separate clean page. Write only in blue or black pen. Show all calculations clearly, and your handwriting must be neat and legible. Do not cram information on your answer script. Do not squash in amounts at the bottom of the page, the sides, or above an amount you have deleted. Rather skip to a new page. Answer the required, not what you think is required. No marks are awarded for calculations only. Exam preparation. Draw up a study schedule and study all the applicable theory in your study guide, as well as in the prescribed textbook, Descriptive Accounting. Exam preparation is ongoing and does not begin the day before the exam. Make sure that you fully understand the theory and can apply it to an integrated question. Assignment 3 questions test individual concepts and should be used to revise basic concepts. Prior year exam papers contain integrated questions, which are of a standard which you can expect in the exam. Do as many integrated questions as you can. Do not make use of the OES method. What is the OES method? This is where you attempt to do a question with a solution in front of you and say to yourself, oh yes, I would have done it like that. If you study using this method, you tend to try to study off by heart instead of by understanding the principles. In an exam situation, you panic because you're trying to remember exactly what the solution you studied looked like and you cannot remember. Rather, when doing your revision, simulate exam conditions so that you can practice whether you know the theory and are able to apply it. You can test the speed of your writing and whether you can pass a question in the required time. How do I simulate exam conditions? Sit in a quiet room with only the question in front of you. Try to do the question in the allocated time. Once the allocated time has passed, stop writing and mark your answer to the suggested solution. Ask yourself, did I pass the question? If you answer yes, then congratulations, you understand the topic and are working at the correct pace. If you answer no, identify where you are going wrong. Is that you need to revise the theory again? Did you not understand what was being asked? Did you spend too much time doing calculations only and not the disclosure? Identify what it is you're doing wrong and fix the problem before you get into the exam. Learn the disclosure formats well. This is what is most often required in the question. Remember to include the descriptions, for example, property, plant and equipment held under the revaluation model. You are required to disclose a description of when and by whom the valuation was performed, the date of the revaluation, etc. These are easy marks to earn. You just need to identify the information that you need to transfer from the question to your solution. Pay attention to the suggested timetable provided on the front page. This is the guideline of the maximum amount of time you should spend on each question. Try to keep to this. If the suggested time has expired, move on to the next question. It has been proved that if you move on to the next question, you will earn more marks by attempting the new question than you would have had you spent additional time on the question when the required time is up. Read the required first before you start to read the body of the question. This helps you to focus your reading to identify the information that you need to answer the question. Then read the body of the question carefully. Highlight important dates, amounts, and keywords which you need to use in your solution. Read the required again and then draft the outline of the disclosure note being asked. Then you work through the body of the question systematically and start to perform the calculations required. As you do a calculation, slot the answer you have calculated in the correct line item of the note. Reference it and move on to the next calculation. Remember to show all your calculations. If you only disclose the figure in the note and it is incorrect, you will not receive any marks. However, if you show all your calculations, then you will receive calculation marks for showing your logic and method of calculation, as well as a mark for correctly disclosing your calculated answer in the correct line item. Answer all the questions. Students always complain that time is a problem. Use your time effectively and overcome this. If you make use of more than one answer books, please make sure that your student number appears on all the books. I hope that you'll make use of the tips I've given during your preparation, and I hope they have been beneficial to you. I wish you the best of luck for your exam.